From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, January 9th. I'm Sarah Reif. Strategic plans came up a lot at this week's Board of Supervisors meeting, from long-term priorities for the county to the patchy ambulance service to making life a little easier for small business owners. Last month, Paul Hosford lost his mother-in-law, Joan Davis, after she waited hours for an ambulance to transport her out of the county for specialized care. During public comment, he asked for an update from the Ad Hoc Committee on Emergency Medical Services. Supervisor Ted Williams delivered a grim analysis. Close to half the county's population is on Medi-Cal, which will pay ambulance companies about $120 for a $2,500 ride.
Private ambulance companies don't want to do business in this county. There isn't money on the table. They've told us that, you know, maybe as many as two out of three of the calls are not profitable. And so it's no wonder that they didn't participate in the ELA or that they're downstaffing ambulances. What's missing here is a funding source. Either the county needs to commit funds, which the county has done in past decades, or we need to tell the public that we're not taking on this task and you choose to live in a rural area, you may not get an ambulance. But I think we're in a precarious situation now where we're not taking a stance and we're not formulating a plan. And I know we have an ad hoc that's looking at this. We're continuing to look at it. But without funding, there's nothing that can be done. And this may be national policy, state policy trickling down, that the reimbursement rates are simply too low for 911 transport. I've heard ideas about transporting 5150s and other mental health patients not using an ambulance. That's great. It would cut down on the use of the ambulance, but it also cuts down on revenue for the ambulance companies. So I don't know if that in and of itself is a solution. It doesn't address the bottom line that when somebody calls 911 and they get moved to the hospital, that provider may lose money on the transport.
Williams believes that another group that's feeling an economic pinch is small-scale entrepreneurs. Marianne Petrillo, the CEO of West Business Development Company, agreed in a letter she sent to the board outlining the months-long odyssey of a small business owner trying to get a business license. Petrillo wrote that it wasn't just the fees that added up to over $40,000 in pre-launch expenses. It was the time it took to communicate with county officials, sift through documents, drive across the county, and wait around for bureaucratic details to be finalized. In the meantime, rent and tax bills piled up. Williams asked the board to take a look at how Lake County's business permit structure works, with fewer types of enterprise requiring paperwork. Supervisor Dan Jurdy cautioned that homeowners are not always enthusiastic about undeclared business activities taking place in their neighborhoods, while Supervisor Carrie Brown reminded her colleagues about the health and safety purposes of such permits. Supervisor John McCowan opined that the zoning code is in dire need of an upgrade and provided a brief explanation of state environmental regulations, which counties are required to oversee. CEO Carmelangelo said she thought county staff could work within the parameters of the agenda item, which was not to eliminate business permits, but to look into what it would take to make most of them optional.
The process of pulling the departments together, look at the business licenses, look at what we do, how we do it, we can only come back with a better plan and a better process. So from my perspective, as long as we have the time, this board doesn't want this back in 30 days, we have some time to look at this. I don't see a problem with this item at all. I think it can only benefit us as far as trying to create some efficiencies. So thank you.
The board agreed unanimously to direct Angelo's office to research what it would take to reduce burdens on small business owners. And in an item that was a direct response to last year's grand jury report called Who Runs Mendocino County, which castigated the board for its lack of a long-term strategic plan, the board took initial steps toward consolidating all the plans within the various departments. Jurdy introduced the item, including a brief synopsis of an organization that he thinks does a good job of coming up with a plan and reporting regularly on its activities.
We're all on multiple boards, and almost all of our boards have long-term strategic plans as well as other plans. And what we have at the county, which is obviously the biggest organization from which we serve on a board, we have a multitude of different county plans, which you could say together make up the plans for Mendocino County. But what we've talked about for some time is consolidating those various plans and those various priorities into a consolidated strategic plan for the county to help guide priorities of staff time, resources, and keep a focus for the county organization. All 1,150 employees, all five board members, and we did include a memo to provide an example of a good reporting on a work plan. And this example comes from the Mendocino County Employees Retirement Association, which invests over $500 million of public funds in a retirement system for the Mendocino County's employees. We're looking at two things. One is to do a strategic consolidated plan for the entire county, and secondly, to have some sort of periodic reporting of it. And again, we're just pointing to the Retirement Association's quarterly reports as a good example that I think would require minimal staff time to prepare.
McCowan pointed out that in many ways, the county budget is a statement of what the priorities are. But in an effort to sync up all the plans of the various departments, the board voted unanimously to direct staff to review all the existing county plans and consolidate them into a single draft, which the board will revisit in 2 months. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.